Good morning, and thank you all for being here. I appreciate the opportunity to present to you today on menthol cigarette smoking among LGBT adults in the United States. I have no relationships that I need to disclose, and I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, Amy Gooden at the University of Kentucky, Dr. Brian King at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and my funding source for this project, the California Tobacco-Related Disease Research Program. And I would like to say that the findings and conclusions of this presentation do not reflect the official views of the CDC. So for all of you in this room, you know, of course, what an important public health issue menthol cigarette smoking is. Menthol can mask the harshness of tobacco smoke, and it's associated with initiation and difficulty quitting. And of course, one of the major problems surrounding menthol is that these cigarettes are targeted towards vulnerable populations. They have women, young people, and African Americans. And when I was thinking about this issue, I wondered if the LGBT community was also being targeted, because this is a population with very high smoking rates. LGBT individuals smoke at about 1.5 times the general population, and this disparity has been consistently documented for decades. And so we decided to look into whether or not being LGBT was associated with smoking menthol cigarettes. And so the first place I looked was into the tobacco documents. And this is a document from the Legacy Tobacco Documents Library, which is a repository of around 80 million previously secret tobacco industry documents that cover the range of their activities from advertising, research, policy advocacy. And this is an interoffice correspondence through Philip Morris from the 1990s. And they had commissioned an advertising study on what were the preferences of gay and lesbian smokers at this time. And this is also notable because in the 90s, none of the Fortune 500 companies were even targeting the LGBT community because of the amounts of stigma. So it's particularly notable because qualitative studies have also shown that the LGBT community is very vulnerable to this type of advertising, because they felt at this time that it was actually a validation of even their existence that this company was reaching out to them. So it's very important. And this document says that in order to increase brand share and brand awareness for the Benson & Hedges brand, it is imperative to identify new markets with growth potential. Since many gay and lesbian adult smokers have a preference for menthol brands, based on the Phoenix marketing surveys, they are a good prospect for future growth of the Benson & Hedges brands. So looking at the literature, there has really been very little done comparing whether LGBT individuals smoke menthol at higher rates than the general population. But we did find one study that you can see here that found that among all youth ages 12 to 17, the prevalence of menthol smoking among those who smoke is around 48%. And as you can see here, among LGBT youth, it was 71%, so very marked difference. So to explore this among adults, our research question was being LGBT a significant predictor of menthol smoking among a nationally representative sample of U.S. adults? To answer this question, we used the 2009 to 2010 National Adult Tobacco Survey. There were around 119,000 interviews. To qualify to participate, you had to be an adult aged 18 or over, reside in either one of the 50 U.S. states or D.C. This study actually contacted people via landline and cell phone, but obviously it was majority landline. Data were collected between October 2009 and February 2010 with a response rate of around 37.6%. In our analysis method, we used a multivariate logistic regression. We included in this analysis any individuals who were current smokers, which was defined as a lifetime having smoked more than 100 cigarettes and currently smoking every day or some days. So of those individuals, we looked at whether they were predominantly menthol smokers, which was defined as responding yes to the question, during the past 30 days, were the cigarettes that you usually smoked menthol? And we classified someone as being LGBT if they responded such to the question, do you consider yourself to be gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, or heterosexual, straight? In our model, we had the following covariates. We looked at sex, male and female. We looked at age, whether they were between 18 and 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 50, or over 51. We looked at race, ethnicity, whether they were white, black, other race, or Hispanic, and there are multiple education categories. And the demographic characteristics of this sample is majority white, majority female. Most of them, of course, were non-smokers. The smoking prevalence was around 19.5%, and the majority of the respondents had at least some college education. And among the sample, among men, the prevalence of being LGBT was around 2%, and women was around 1.5%. So this is actually within the range of national surveys, but on the lower end. And so we found among the sample of current smokers that among the individuals who are LGBT, their prevalence of smoking menthol cigarettes was 36.3% compared to 29.6% among non-LGBT. But the differences were much more marked among some subgroups of LGBT individuals. We found that among females, around 43% reported mostly smoking menthol compared to 32% non-LGBT females. Among individuals who had less than a high school education who were LGBT, the prevalence was 54.8% reported that they usually smoked menthol compared to 32% who were not LGBT. And again, another disparity was in the young adult age group from people who were 25 to 34, those who were LGBT, around 48% reported mostly smoking menthol compared to 32.6% among LGBT individuals. And in our analysis, we found, of course, what you would expect among the covariates, individuals who are African-American, more likely to smoke menthol, people who are younger, and people who were women. But among current smokers, after adjusting for age, education, race, ethnicity, and sex, being LGBT, LGBT individuals are more likely than heterosexuals to smoke menthol. There are limitations to this study, of course. One is the menthol measure. Certainly people can smoke menthol without it being what they predominantly smoke. There are issues with self-report of sexual orientation because obviously there remains social stigma around the issue and there might be differences between individuals who are willing to report themselves as LGBT and those who are not. And this might also be why most of the LGBT individuals in the sample were in the younger categories as well. And the NATS data set does not include individuals who are institutionalized or in the military. So in conclusion, LGBT smokers have higher odds of using menthol cigarettes, but this is particularly pronounced among certain subgroups, such as females, those with less than high school education, and those who are aged 26 to 34. And because there is really very little research on this population in menthol smoking, it is unclear why. But future studies could examine whether it is an advertising difference or perhaps there are social cultural differences among these groups. So any efforts to reduce menthol cigarette smoking can reduce health and economic burden on LGBT adults. And so when we are when you're putting together coalitions to, you know, work on and advocate around menthol cigarettes, we certainly have groups that we think of. You know, we think of African-American groups, youth, women, and certainly, you know, not to take away from that, but maybe consider when you're forming your groups reaching out to LGBT advocacy organizations and involving them in your menthol-related efforts. And as was mentioned, certainly other things you can do would be, you know, work putting pressure on the FDA, talking to the FDA, but you also don't need to wait. As was mentioned, for the FDA, there are lots of local activity happening, such as in Chicago, the buffer around schools, and basically any efforts to reduce menthol cigarettes would promote health among LGBT individuals. Thank you.